Welcome to the OU Daily Chizuk and Tehillim phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 11th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsor today, the Schwartz family, whom you can view prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Thursday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Ken Brodkin, Mor D'Astra of Congregation Kesser Israel in Portland, Oregon, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Brodkin reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Brodkin will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brodkin.
Hi there, good afternoon. It's great to be here with you today. My name is Ken Brodkin. I'm the rabbi here at Congregation Kesser Israel in Portland, Oregon. And, of course, we are living together wherever we are, whatever city, through a time of turmoil and crisis. And our parsha fittingly brings us the verses of Birchas Kohanim, the blessings of Shalom that the Kohen recites. And as our country faces a time of crisis, it's hard to think of a more apropos blessing than these words of Shalom. The Kohanim are instructed to daven for Hashem at the place of countenance and his name upon the Jewish people. God's name and his countenance are understood to be the source of shalom, and that alone is an important insight. True shalom doesn't come from any source other than Hashem. But why is the bracha of shalom listed precisely at this moment? This passage of Birchas Kohanim actually follows immediately after the mitzvot that pertain to the Nazir. Now, the Nazir was an individual who accepted upon him or herself to desist from wine, cutting their hair, and from wine, anything remotely related to it. The Gemara and Tainus picks up in the sequence. The Gemara comments, why does the parsha of the Birchas Kohanim follow the parsha of the Nazir? The Gemara says to teach you that just as the Nazir is forbidden in wine, so too an intoxicated Kohen cannot lift their hands to bless the Jewish people. Now that's an interesting insight, but what's the deeper message here? Let's get a better appreciation of the Nazir. Who was the Nazir? Why would a person even become a Nazir? I mean, aren't there enough prohibitions in the Torah? And the Gemara in Nedarim relays a story about a young shepherd in the days of Rabbi Shimon the Tzaddik. And this shepherd showed up to the base of Mikdash with a Nazir. He came with his offering at the conclusion of his Nazir vow. And Rabbi Shimon said to him, "What motivated you, my son, to take this vow, abstaining from wine and not cutting your hair?" And the young Nazir relayed that he had previously been in a brook, and he saw his own beautiful reflection in the water, and he became filled with lustful pride. He felt himself losing control in his battle with the Yetzer, with the evil inclination. And in that moment of temptation, the young shepherd took a vow of Naziris to abstain from wine. And Rabbi Shimon heard the story, and he kissed the young man on the head. So who is the Nazir? The Nazir is an individual who, in a moment of temptation, or in a moment of personal realization, takes upon themselves a vow. It's a vow to behave with a lot of sobriety. And while it's not usually a permanent life change, it's a step that a person takes in bridling one's passion. And this is a mitzvah that comes right before Birchat Shalom, the blessing of the Kohanim. Who is the person that brings the message of Shalom to the world? Just as a Nazir could not drink wine, so too the intoxicated cannot bless the people with shalom. To be a messenger of shalom, you need to have a measure of discipline and sobriety. Now, anyone's blood can boil over due to injustice, but it takes a lot of discipline to share the message of shalom with the world. Think about a person like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. His words stirred and inspired a generation. His words were poetic and prophetic. He was eloquent, but he also had a measured and disciplined message. His words spoke of an incredible balance. He openly confronted the terrible injustices, such as segregation, that marred American society in his days. And at the same time, he never lost sight of the true vision of what America truly was and could be and its promise. And he preached that all people, black and white, are unified as children of Hashem, of God. Why was King able to bring a message of justice, harmony, and unity? Why was he able to inspire so many people? His words were stirring, but they were also studied and disciplined. And his legacy teaches us how much words really matter. And so in our own times, we're in need of leadership. We need leaders, sober, disciplined, and compassionate leaders. And we pray for our leaders, and we dive in that people will emerge who can articulate the true messages of justice and shalom. Leadership towards these ideals cannot come about in a time of intoxication. It takes sober leadership to foster shalom. And so the words of the Kohen were so important. The Birchat Kohanim still reverberates today. May Hashem imbue our leaders with the power to speak and guide us with words of shalom. So Naftali, if we're ready, I'll continue with chapter Chaf. Okay, I'm going to start now with chapter 20, Parak Chaf.
One Messiah is more than David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzala. Yisaget B'Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Unetzion Yisadakom. Yivkor Kol Minchosachon. Violascha Yadashna Selam. Yitem Lecha Kluhavecha. V'chol atzatzka himalei. Miranina b'yeshua secha. U'v'shem Adonoi nidgol. Himalei Adonoi kol mishalo secha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonoi mishicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kacho. Bigavuros Yeshu Yamino Ele Vareche Voele Basusim Vianachno Bishem Adonai Eloheinu Nakir Hema Karu Vinafalu Vianachnu Kamnu Vinis Odad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu B'yom Kareinu.
We will now continue with Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27.
LeDavid Adonai Ori V'yishi M'mi'ira Adonai M'yos Chayai V'ni Yachad. Bekrov alai mireim lechol spesari, tzarai v'oi v'ayli, heima kashlu v'nafalu, im takane alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama, bezos ani voteach. Achat sha'alti me'eis Adonai, osa avakesh, shivti b'veis Adonai, kol yemei chayai, lachazos b'noam Adonai, ulevater b'heichalo. Kit b'neini b'suko b'yom ra'a, yashtireini b'seser aholo b'tzor yeromameini. V'yata yarum roshi al oivai suvivosai v'ezbacha ba'ahalo zivchei tzua ashira ladonoi v'azamra ladonoi shma adonoi kuli ekra v'chaneini v'aneini. Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai, es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimani, al tak v'yaf avdecha ez rasi ha'isa, al kicheni v'yal tazeni Elohei i'ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni va'adonoi ya'aseni Horeini adonoi darkecha unecheini ba'orach mishor l'man shogavai Al pitneini b'nefesh tzorai Ki kamu vi eide shake giseach b'mamas Lulei hamanti os betuv Adonai bi'aretz chayim kazei oi zacho kazei.
I will now continue with Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130.
Shir ha-me'elos Mimamatim Kirasicha Adonoi Adonoi Shema Bekoli Tihiyana Adonacho Kashuvos Nekol Tachanunai Im Adonos Tishmar Yah Adonai Yamod Kimcha Haslicha Leman Kibarei Kihisi Adonai Kibso Nafshi Velidvaro Hokalti Nafshi Adonai Meshamrim Raboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonoi Ki Im Adonoi HaChesed V'Hagbei Imo Feduf V'Hu Yisdes Yisrael Mikol Adonokav.
And I will now continue with a Misha Berach for the cholim, a prayer for the ill. We daven at this time for all those who are impacted by the virus or any illness, and we will pause as well for people to insert the names of particular people that they are davening for.
Misha ben Rachav Osein, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Rabbi Aaron, David Bishlomo, we bereich birotei asacholim. Bavor Shnitz Palel Bavoram Vizcharzeh Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Yimaleihem Lachim Alapo Tzachim Yisim Yishlach Lehem Meheiro Fuwa Shalem Omen Hashemayim Lechol Ebrahim Lechol Gibayim B'tov Shai Pole Yisrael Rufu Asen Afesh Rufu Asi Guf Hashka B'gulab Izman Kariv Nomar Amen.
And finally we will daven, we will recite Achenu for all those afflicted with trouble, wherever they may be. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tsaro b'shivya ha'omdim bein b'yam u'bein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyem mitzaro l'rvacha u'miyasele l'ora u'mishibud l'gu'ula hashta ba'agala u'vizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Brodkin. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Rabboni Sholom, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld of the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills in Queens, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.